I bust the windows at your car.
Welcome to another edition of the Versatile Anomaly Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Mike.
I'm Ben.
And I'm jacking off. I'm Joe.
And if you want to watch that, you can join the Patreon.
So my little snickering was, I just imagined Yodi breaking down, like dancing yes. as he was. it just amused me.
He's okay. Stumbling around with a 40 bottle, just smashing shit. Edward 40 hands. Tape my hands are, can't move.
For him, they would just be like regular 12 ounces.
Yeah, dude.
Taped to his hands, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're little eight ounce white claws.
Yeah, dude. No laws with the claws. Oh, God.
I'm just disappointed in the whole thing now. Uh-huh. All right, so.
Perfect.
Last week, we ended off everybody sleeping at an inn, and Dorn went and checked out the door, and he marked it, and he starts heading back. So we have some of the votes we got going on here. We have the What Critters Can Bo Conjure?
Oh, boy, I'm so excited.
All right.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
We have a centaur, but the bottom is a giraffe.
Wow.
What? so it's really tall?
It's a half.
Wait, is that a critter?
I don't know. That could be. I guess if it was a miniature.
He's got a 60-pack ab.
Just goes all the way down the neck.
It's a critter. Fine. It's a critter.
I hate it. Really, it to be small. It's like a squirrel size.
Yeah. Squirrel-sized centaur giraffe. Yeah. All right.
I'm okay with that.
I don't know.
In this world, it doesn't matter. Our world is the most fucked up.
It says a reverse lamia.
What?
L-A-M-I-A.
A lamia? Like a demon?
That's like I looked it up.
Yeah.
And it is a child devouring sea monster or night haunting demon.
So mm-hmm. instead of it's a reverse one, so is it spit up babies and
it's a good guy?
I don't know.
He's not inherently evil.
That's my headcanon. It doesn't eat babies, it spits them out.
It
gives
spits
babies
out babies
to people that wants them.
Or it's like the
wants some babies?
What if it was the last piece of DNA he had in his mouth? So whatever you got the DNA from, whether you're eating something or...
This is
going to
become a permanent character.
All of a sudden, like, Alfie starts fucking popping out.
We could feed Alfie to him.
Regurgitating babies. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Apparently. Yeah. Baby Alfies.
Yeah, you could just feed him Alfie.
Wait, yeah.
And then it's just puking up Alfies, dude.
We are making up the rules.
You have to eat an Alfie.
And then, you know,
feed him Alfie.
None of my DNA would get in his mouth. I'm sure.
Okay, we don't want a bunch of ponies running around.
Half what if pony, half Alfie.
Half Alfie, half pony.
Palfy.
We're finally one, my boy. I'm so proud of you.
Alnies?
Ani, maybe?
Mm. Ponies.
I feel like trying ponies. This somehow, you're going to make a racist comment.
I'm just like,
All
right.
So we have a waist down human, waist up snake.
Ooh. These are some weird ass critters.
So does it have arms?
Or is no, it just it's waist up.
So it's just,
oh, that's
a snake.
Awesome.
So it's just a,
that's great.
Snake with two legs in the back.
So he can run at somebody trying to bite.
I was gonna say his head's just
but he really has no real balance.
Wacky
wheelie. It sounds like they were making these for Joe.
Well that's like yeah, it's not my summons.
It's for but Ben. Like it's a snake he can have sex with because waist down human, so pony's happy.
Oh my God, I could choke it all I wanted. It won't
you
die.
You can choke dear the snake God. While your snake's in the snakes.
Yes, dude.
You know what? Honestly, you know what just makes me the happiest about all of these? They're not forms that I turn into, so no matter what happens to them, it's not happening to me.
That is true. Mm-hmm. We have, I don't really know the name, like, Tarasque? It's the goose from the Untitled Goose Game.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's cool.
That's great. That's
just snatchy
that's
stuff.
To awesome.
Yeah, that's a little snatchy stuff. Steal. We're good.
That's our thief.
There you go. Yeah, but it gives people away, too. It's honk.
God damn it, goose. It's just in the middle of the fight.
Honk like Lord of the Rings. He's our burglar.
Yes.
He'll make him chase into like all of you guys, and they'll be like, one at a time.
Ben's going to have this thing turning on sprinklers.
Stealing butter knives.
We have
pipes and newspapers and
a duck.
Bow ties.
Oh, my God, the duck.
The duck is
so
back.
He can be a duck.
And summon a duck.
And summon a duck. And then somehow make more babies?
That's what I was like, is there going to have to be a rule that's like a four? Like a D4 that's like, if it's an even number, it's a male duck. If
it's an odd the only way you're getting out of here is giving me eggs.
Well, now we have to.
So I think we realized who Bo's wife is.
The duck.
And the Bo's duck. True form is a duck.
Yeah.
He's not a
so he's summoning his wife?
Yes. He keeps her in a Pokeball.
He's not a powerful wizard who can.
Or is she summoning him?
He's always. Just a powerful duck who knows magic. That's all it is.
Bo.
Yeah.
I never knew.
Wait. So
honk.
It's not an owl bear. It's a duck bear.
Yeah. It's a goddamn platypus. Wait,
so we're gonna retcon. We're retconning. Yes. We're retconning Bo's.
Just a platypus with antlers and bear body. Yeah.
See, Bo is like the Wizard of Oz, but we just don't notice is that while he's walking, there's a tiny little curtain with a room, and it's the duck controlling him. He's a hologram the entire time.
I was thinking it was like those illusion things where you see somebody walking along, but like their demon form shadow is what's walking beside him.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like.
It's a duck in a mech.
Every like as I walk, my footprints aren't the like big footprints. They're just little duck pads.
That's actually one of those shadow
Doran
suits.
Must really be like he's oblivious to everything.
He's taking too many blows to the head.
He never realizes.
Oh, that's great.
Illusion is strong with you.
Mm-hmm. So when we record this for Bo, we should politely ask Gilbert Godfrey if he can be Bo's voice.
That would be fantastic.
Like, you miss playing a duck because you made something that offended people. Mm-hmm. You want to play a duck in something that will offend everybody?
We'll give you free reign.
Yeah, you can change any of this. Bo becomes a racist, like white supremacist.
Well, I can't get behind
that. Build a wall.
I can't get behind that. No.
You've soiled my character's good name.
That's too far.
My platypus bear thing. Good name.
My platybear.
Yes. That's a critter he can summon. Platybear. We're adding that to the list.
Bearapus?
Yes.
A bearapus. I like that better.
It's a bear. It's a bear, but it's got labia for a tail.
Oh, God. I don't know where this is going, but I don't like it at all.
You can still get to it by grabbing the labia.
No.
That is the end.
Nope.
That is no.
That's it for the week. We're done.
Nope.
This one's over. Ended.
He's trying to get away, but you got the labia. I can't.
Damn it. Damn.
All right. So we also have bunnies.
Bunnies. Hey, there we go.
Bunnies.
Why did no one say marsupials?
You know, they fuck like bunnies.
Well, okay, it's not over yet. Never mind.
Sorry.
They become a horde. They're like the Zerg.
Yeah. Oh,
that's my bunnies are my Zerg move. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. We can Zerg rush. No, I just
multiply and go forth.
A spider.
Oh, no.
I don't know what size spider.
Oh, spider. Okay.
It doesn't Dorn's say spiders. It's just are, like, finally
one
agreed.
Spider.
I'm Aragorn,
a singular.
Bitch.
A singular
spider.
Yeah,
because it is singular.
Yeah.
It's just not, it doesn't say spiders.
It's Aragorn.
Yep, so you got one.
Right,
and we'll have to roll on its size.
Ah, fuck.
A D20.
Each time. How many feet?
Each time.
Can it be Sheila?
Make
her eating people?
Ooh.
A horse.
Oh, okay. A regular old horse?
It'd be Bojack.
Horse. It talks.
Yeah. It's Mr. Ed.
Oh, God, my guts.
There's a little weird lip thing. Wilbur.
They just put peanut butter in his gums.
That's what Bo does to pretend he turned into a horse.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
We have the Rescuers.
Oh, God.
The whole lot of them from the Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, yeah.
They can fly around in their little paper cardboard box and look at titties through a window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't it an anchovy can or something?
That was what it was like on the bird.
That's right. Yeah. That's That's what it was.
With a seagull.
Yep.
That was Rescuers Down Under.
We have.
I don't fucking know.
Anything with a pouch.
Marsupials. Yes.
What if it's a man with a pouch?
Oh.
Like a fanny pack?
Yeah, but it's just human flesh.
Why?
why am I not a pouch filled with weed?
You just
like a tobacco pouch, but with weed.
There you go.
That's what kind of pouch.
He's just gonna.
It's pouch. I will summon
my weed pouch.
Yep. I heard pouch. That's my loophole. I love it.
Oh boy.
That's my loophole move. I love it.
He summons Brian from Half Baked because he has Jerry Garcia in a pouch.
Nice.
That's a fully man.
So he can summon Brian because he's with a pouch.
Nice.
Then we have actual critters from the 1980s horror series Critters. So
nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Going literal there. Three small American alligators.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just as opposed to what?
I don't know.
It's just Bahaman, very specific. Bahaman alligators?
So they're going to be the ones that usually find in a pool in Florida.
Yeah.
So that's what we're thinking about.
Florida man's pet
it's
alligators.
About 3 foot alligator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't get. But if we keep it summer long enough, it's going to get gigantic.
There you go. I think they can get up to 6 feet.
And we have, this will make Joe lose again, a bisexual platypus fueled by hate.
Funny that we're talking about that.
Yeah. And so... The planet
fueled by hate
deadly enemy
is she's a oh god, I can't remember the goddamn name for it now.
Karen?
I'm past it. No. where women are like, we need to get more power, blah blah blah.
Feminist.
Feminazi.
Oh yeah.
It's bisexual. It's a female, and the hate is for male platypus.
Men. Yeah.
Don't ever summon that one, Ben.
Maleplus.
Don't worry.
And then it just, we need to do find a picture of a natural one. We need a platypus and then have like triggered underneath it, like shaking.
Triggered.
With the horn rim glasses and shit on.
Yeah, we'll have to make that for
a shirt.
Yeah, that, but we'll put it in the, we should make it and put it in the Discord.
Oh, the Discord, yes.
For one of the,
triggered.
If we can make it look decent.
Yeah.
More one of the emojis.
Emojis.
But then have a gift to go with it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Start shaking faster and faster.
A small cat trained in the way of the ninja.
Nice.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that we, think we're through the list of all the
posting critters. That late. We got a lot of votes in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just my question. That's the bow question.
Yeah.
And it's been that long of the conversation.
And then we have, did Pony truly understand the map? Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf drew for the group. We had yes, not possible. And all you need to understand is
Pony knows the way.
And that one won.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm omnipotent,
oh,
boy.
Oh, God. Joe gets to decide how we go in.
Well, fellas, we got to go through three different dimensions and come back out the rectal one.
He just pointed to a door. And he goes, this door sounds good.
We got to go find a barapus for totally relevant reasons, boy.
Because you met the bisexual platypus fueled by hate.
He ruined me.
That he summons. And, yeah, you,
mm-hmm.
you need to...
I gotta do something about that, man. Gotta take care of business on there, so you're a platypus. Goddamn bisexuals.
We have, is Dorn as good at scouting as he thinks he is, or has he gotten too old? Yeah, old and wise or old bones? Old and wise actually won that one.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa. He seems like
a
wise old
man. So there was like
a
sub-question to that one.
If they chose the other one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... The thing
they didn't fill that one out at all? The sub question?
I didn't see anything in there.
Well,
nothing came up here.
It was the sub question was only for
if you said old bones.
Yeah. So let me put it in there. But so the real question was, is Doran as good as he thinks he is? So was he ever really good?
Hmm. What if he thinks he's the best?
I have to
see
if he was ever really that
might
good.
Be a real role.
He just has that.
You're the best. It's just playing
it's always
all the
playing.
Time.
He met a genie, and that was his one wish.
Yes.
Play this.
I'm the best.
Play this in the back, in my head the entire time. That's all you hear is that on repeat.
See, I would ask for a variety of rad 80s music, not just one song. I'd want a plethora.
Doran wasn't thinking about that during the meld.
You're the best.
We have, does he get caught on his way back? We had yes, no, and then also yes, but he old man talk. And that one had
every single vote.
So we need a story.
Yeah. You get to see if you can talk your way out of it.
Lost my fingernails back in NAMM.
It's a bunch of rolls. They said that's what happens. Do I have to actually give a story now? Fuck. I'm not prepared for this.
Well, you are now.
And come on, come on to your real life old man stories.
Based on a roll?
Yes.
Whether or not it's believable?
So you tell the story and then you roll out. No. So either way, you're like,
fuck you. No, so what? He tells the story and they're like, just a crazy old man. We should let him go or
something.
They fall asleep. Like, his ability lets him happen.
Depends on the quality of the story.
Yeah.
You could have two old guys making out. They just forget about it. I don't know, Mike.
I mean,
he's like, I don't think I'll go in that direction.
You guys should have saw this little Filipino boy I picked up.
It was 11 years ago today.
Oh god!
To get that one, you have to be part of the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final question was if when a new Alfie is planted. Will he be disgusted at Pony's actions for the Alfie corpse? We have more like a Mr. Meeseeks, disappointed, and then instantly vomits. And instantly vomits actually won.
I hope so.
In a landslide. So people seem to want Alfie to, like,
understand.
Have a purpose. Like, I literally be created disgusting. This character to have no purpose at all in mm-hmm. the story at all.
I love Alfie, dude.
He's and now Alfie needs a purpose.
Do we give him a sock?
Oh my god, he had a little baby boy to take care of.
I can't believe we voted him. Wait.
It's been a while.
He's Meeseeks.
No.
Wait,
you voted for instantly vomit.
He is like a Meeseeks. Kind of.
No, but they have it. Like, he's. But he's not like.
Oh, okay.
I'm whatever.
Yeah,
okay, no.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
So,
sorry, I was trying to think of a story to tell.
I think of him more like Jeebs.
Wasn't that story to tell?
Oh yeah, it just keeps coming.
What wasn't the story to tell? Part of the no, he's old. An old man talks his way out of it.
Something.
What about
us? Old bones? That was the second part. Of old bones, wasn't it?
Mm.
I think so.
Mm.
I don't know.
You can still. Make
Who knows?
Do it.
Yeah, we're gonna make you do it. Mike's all worried about it.
I don't know.
They're like, well, I was thinking to stab him in the chest.
Run!
If it was a vote, then they had to have seen it.
Nobody said anything. Not in there.
You'd have Dorn pull out his shanking stick from his boot.
Shake.
No, he has whatever I had.
Yeah,
pretty sure it was a secondary from the other one.
And none of those were answered.
Yeah, I don't have any
okay.
additional things on here except for the critters.
So we also had some... Of the, what do they call?
Write-ins.
The write-ins. Suggestions. Yes. Suggestion box. We had some suggestion boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Does Yodi still struggle with his ketamine addiction?
Absolutely.
Listener question.
Oh, yeah. Positive yeah. he does.
Uh-huh. Every day is a trial.
He wants chicken.
Uh-huh.
I feel for Zombie LaBeouf. Mm-hmm. You guys had better help him die.
Damn.
All right.
People got attached.
I feel worse for Zombie LaBeouf than I do for real LaBeouf, man. I care way more.
All right. And then the last one is...
In the wake of World War III, I believe we should all do everything in our power to stop our government from making a huge mistake. Re-elect Trump and make sure that America stays in Alphabet. Don't let the sand people stand in the way of freedom. With three E's. USA. USA. USA.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty sure Trump is on this podcast.
I will voice edit myself.
Hey, we're going to get famous now because you said that.
Uh-huh.
But my voice will not be heard saying that.
Right. Like,
he's got a computerized voice.
You didn't hear this.
You got to change that somehow. Get it to Trump's voice.
Oh, my God. Yes, dude. Take a whole bunch of sound.
I could probably find it.
Lower down some of the language a little bit.
Nope.
No, because it's got to make it sound like Trump, so it's got to sound like a third grader.
Oh, that sounds absolutely like Trump said it. Or, I was going for conservative.
We definitely need to have that disclaimer on this podcast now. Oh, yeah.
The triggered claimer.
No, I'm saying
it's
going to
trigger people either side of the aisle right now. All within a 5 minute span.
I'm saying that everybody's impersonated. Even our own voices. We're impersonating ourselves because nothing is real.
Nothing. My name's Mark Gifford and I. My name's Mark Gifford and I like to touch pee-pees in the bathroom at the church. My name's Joseph and I do the same thing. I'm about to lose a life. Risk it all.
All right. So we are...
I hate you, Mike.
That's where we're at. And
oh, dang.
So everybody was camping out. And
Dorn, I was sleeping on a pile of baby chairs, correct?
Yeah, you passed out on the baby chairs.
Yes, baby chairs that you just fixed to get us free stay.
Oh my God, I wouldn't have remembered that, but yes, we were.
Dude, it's a paradox, it was man.
For like a dollhouse thing.
I'm the one who broke them, and then I came back to fix them, and now they're broken again.
Oh, okay,
and
I'm just a circle.
It's a paradox.
Wait, you've been in this dimension before?
Absolutely, I've seen everything. I know everything.
He said he was the one who broke them.
Right. But I mean, that just is a part of Pony's background we never got before.
I am
the only clue to his background. Well, like, I mean, his past life that
it
we
was
know.
Voted that he's omnipotent. Mm-hmm. So
no, he's partially.
He caused the goddamn meld.
Yeah. It was him. It wasn't really. He just got it blamed on him.
It had to happen. I never
realized
would have met that
thing. He himself was going to destroy everything, so he had to.
Wait. So Pony is just a reincarnation of the Duke?
No. Pony realized that he was so powerful that he was going to destroy every single dimension. So he had to sacrifice his brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he ripped it apart, but he saved it. So he can't. If his brain got fixed,
it would end everything.
He would destroy everything.
I want to say that if we're going to do that, the
he's
book,
the, almighty
the summoning
being.
Book, that was part of the knowledge that Pony had. And
it just
he transferred
Pony.
It. He didn't transfer it into. Like a disk drive or anything. He wrote it down by hand on book and forgot it.
Okay.
So that book, that summoning, and the whole fucking thing was caused by Pony leaving it in the wrong spot.
So the paradox Jeez. That he's in is what caused the meltdown.
Yeah.
And yes, I love it, dude.
It wasn't really the Duke fucking up. It
wasn't anything. It was anybody's fault except for Pony's because he got stuck in a paradox of broken chairs.
That's what it, and the whole. But then the real problem with him is he knows that if his brain gets fixed, everything goes back to normal until everything destroys because of how powerful he is.
Back
well,
to,
we'll make sure you never get fixed.
Back to the front page, man.
All right, so
one long tangent.
We are
mm-hmm.
well. Doran is heading back, and are you as good at scouting as you think you are?
Uh-oh. I mean, according to them, I was.
Uh oh.
It just
other
said,
part was
does
from
he
the
think he is? You think you are,
but
are you as good as what you think you are?
So you're making both votes count? All of them count at once? give me the roll.
No,
let me see.
You are as smart as you think.
Well, I mean, if you're as good as you think you are, you're not going to have to really right. talk your way out of it.
I
oh,
missed.
God.
What was it?
14.
Oh. Huh.
What do I have to roll?
We'll make you roll a 14 or higher just because of that roll.
Oh, boy.
Already got it then.
No, you have to roll again.
It was on the table, man. It's always
17.
You got it.
Doran is as good as he
You're
thinks
as good
he is.
As you think you are.
Uh-huh. Which
he
is
was
good.
Worried for a minute, though, so he's not that good.
So,
oh, God.
He did come to me.
He only thinks of himself an adequate.
In reality,
barely.
He's not really that good. He just thinks he's that good.
So it makes him good. That's a paradox
so
in of itself.
It's
yeah.
Yeah, it's the confidence thing.
He's
so while he's walking back, four guards walk up to you and just say, hey, what are you doing out here?
Admiring your architecture.
Yeah.
Boy, mate.
I like this look at castles at night and fortresses, see the walls, see how the light from the moon shines on them. Sometimes there's magical markings around doors. Have you ever noticed that?
No idea what you're talking about. But do tell me, what's that big scar from?
Well,
that's when me and my husband here got into an argument.
Pony disappeared.
On our wedding night. He's omnipotent.
It's the voice of God booming.
I don't even know if Pony, this is really.
You're talking and there's nobody there. The guards are like, fuck, dude, get this guy out of here.
This episode is just Bo's concussion dream.
He's not even here either. Fuck, dude.
Oh, all right, then.
Nope, stay.
I was in a battle a long time ago.
With a magical door.
Truthfully, with a magical door, I tried to break through, and it didn't want to, and I kind of got cut up by it. It fought back.
You split like
doors
a
can
dog.
Fight back. Just like windmills.
I got spanked by a windmill one time. It wouldn't stop.
Roll how effective it's going to be.
Not very effective.
I have different levels.
Uh-oh. Oh, 12?
12. Pretty good. There's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. So you're just kind of wandering around looking at things?
Well, that's how you find things out.
Were you looking for anything in particular?
Magical doors.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know of any. You're probably in the wrong spot. You could... Yeah.
Do you know of any really old places that might have magical doors? I really want to see a magical door.
The old folks home down the street. Go back.
Yeah, there was an old Denny's that used to be open. It's what closed now.
A Denny's? Is that anything like a Swapplebee's?
Down there in that town.
Callback, Zeke.
Yes. Love it.
It's got a little bit better selection of food.
Mm.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go check it out.
All right.
Thank you. If I find a magical door, I'm bringing you to it tomorrow.
Thank you.
Let me get your phone number, guy.
Can I have your phone number, please?
I'm going to find it, whether you like it or not.
I'll be working the same time tomorrow.
All right, well, I'll bring you to it.
All right.
To date.
Please don't come back. And they just walk past you more towards
I'm
going
to say, thank you, Pony, for saying whatever you said to me. I don't know how you did it, but you helped.
I'm omnipotent, boy.
I believe it now.
I'm in your ear.
I'm in your head.
Doran is, honestly, he's terrified that worked. And he's afraid because he really is hearing Pony in his head.
Oh, boy. Pony's asleep
in the
chairs. And
he's losing it.
You need to animate that and just have it like a ghost pony. Like,
big old lip whispering.
And he's holding onto his ears.
I want like Pony to form a monocle over his eye.
Yes.
And like the little thing that loops back over the ear. So like he hears him from that.
Oh, no. That's horrible. No.
So Pony's just echoing everything.
Everybody's wearing a visor and they just don't know it. It's all VR. It's not even real, man.
Oh, so God. The drones are actually Pony controlling them, watching everything.
Watching everything.
Okay. Doran's going to head back to visibly shaken. He's going to head back to his room and try and sleep.
He just shooketh.
So everybody went back to sleep?
Doran's going to try to, but I don't think he can. He almost got caught.
The horrors of what I have uncovered.
And he acted like a complete fucking idiot to get out of it.
All right, so you guys are waking up in the morning, crack of noon.
I don't wake up early.
the ass crack of noon.
I'm
going to speak telepathically to...
Oh, God, I'm so fucked.
To Doran over here.
It was not a dream. Fuck.
Come get me out of the basement. I'm just going to will you to come get me out of the basement. I need to be out.
Okay, so Doran's saying out loud to himself, all right, Pony, I'm coming to get you. I have a feeling you're in the basement for some odd reason.
I feel a strange pull to the basement.
Guys, I gotta go check the basement. I don't know why, but I'll be back. Down to the basement.
All right, Doran goes down to the basement, and then he sees Pony kind of throwing up all these little tiny chairs. But you notice that Hilary Swank boxing movie?
Oh God, $1 Million Baby?
Yeah, that you did that to one of the chairs. So you're hurt. You're like, yeah, I think I pulled something.
Oh no.
Pony, are you okay?
I am now, boy. Come on over here and touch me.
Pick him up.
Help you up. That's why I pick him up.
That's what it took to break him out, man.
All right.
He's out.
It's time for us to get moving. We have to go see about saving Aris Bath and killing actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
I know that. I know everything. I'm omnipotent.
Were you out when I was spying? Were you out there with me?
I've been in this room. What seems like forever.
I swear you told me things to say to them.
Just meditating on the chair work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm losing my mind. I'm going to replant Alfie.
Okay.
I need to find out from Alfie. I need to know the truth.
No more Alfies. I can't do it, man.
I can't take another one.
I can't take another one.
All right, so I'm sorry, my friend, but I have to. Doran's going to go upstairs and plant an Alfie. And
where upstairs?
Go outside. Go outside.
He just throws on the dirt. So he's like on the dirt.
Whatever it takes. I dig a little hole, plant the Alfie, pee on it for some water. I don't know. Get some water on it.
Comes out all sour and sticky.
This salty Alfie.
He's like,
my request is to find out if I'm losing my mind. I want Alfie to answer that. That's all I care about. He's I don't know.
So, omnipotent?
No. Psychiatrist Alfie. He's going to walk. He's like Sigmund Alfie.
Oh, God. All right.
So
yep. Why are you thinking about fucking your dad?
The plant grows, out slides an Alfie with like a little white suit, like a little quick white coat.
Nice.
He has a goatee, yes, and a mustache. And
I love it. He looks like
little
Yuri.
Glasses. Yeah. And he's got like a little shitty comb over, too.
Yes. Love
and,
it.
And
perfect.
Like, well, sit down.
Alfie, I was out scouting last night, and I swear I could hear Pony in my head.
He didn't go to medical caught. School for, you know, 12 years to not be called doctor.
Dr. Alfie. Dr. Alfie. And
he spent the last 13 seconds growing. Not being Dr.
Alfie.
Doctor.
MD, thank you very much. Yeah.
Can you help me out, Dr. Alfie?
Yeah, so you remember those, they were called walkie-talkies you guys found? Well, not you. It was the other people. The other little guy. What's his name? Yodi.
Yoder.
So apparently they found walkie-talkies, and Pony's been shoving like parts of them into people's ears while they sleep.
Oh, what the heck is this?
Love it.
So, oh, yep, that's one of them. That's how he was talking to you.
Great.
That I explains a lot.
Biological glue.
He likely heard everything you said and was said, and then just starts answering back to you.
The way that makes Pony not really omnipotent.
Or Delore does it. I mean, he got it in everybody. How did he do that?
Wait a minute. I'm so confused.
Thank you, Alfie. Also, as is ritual, what do you need for me to get a couple beans from you? Because
you need
an awful lot.
I need you to dispose of that puppet of Alfie. Feels pain.
It's still semi-conscious.
How do I properly dispose of this?
Burn it.
Well, it's going to end bad for you, buddy.
Got to sleep sometime, Pony.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go. Is there like are Shrunk and Tanky still here?
I mean, you have that pouch where you can, I don't know.
I need to get him high as fuck so he falls asleep.
Why don't you just make a double and
he can summon
like fairy fire or something.
No, he can summon the human. Bo,
if we want more beans.
With the pouch of weed.
Dr. Alfie.
That's true.
Dr. Alfie will only let us get beans to grow more of him if we get rid of puppet Alfie and burn him.
That's going
to
end badly.
So we need to get Pony to sleep.
Let's get him stoned.
So he's going to summon? Are you going to summon the human critter with the pouch?
I summon a pouch, which is what it was said. That's my loophole.
Anything with
weed.
A pouch.
Anything, yeah.
So you gotta summon
the human
pouch. With the pouch.
That's what I saw. A human with a pouch.
Hey, if we're doing all these other things that are critter size.
Truthfully, remember, Shrunk and Danky, during the meld, they were humans at one point. That head on costumes. So they have pouches built in. Skin pouches, just like Joe was saying.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
That's how they've been hiding. That's how they got away with selling for so long.
They've been smuggling.
I like it. Yes. I summon Shrunk and or Danky. Yes.
You summon both of them and their cart somehow. It's called pouches hung on the side of it.
And I know that before we were trying to figure out how we could communicate with them back and forth, other than just...
you could just summon them.
We got the money pouch, too.
Yeah.
Right?
You just jump into the money pouch and just try to reach through, like, hey, pull me out.
Give me stuff.
Well, as far as, like, making a...
Just talk to them like a sock puppet.
Wouldn't that collapse the universe in on itself?
But so now we can summon them. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. So they're there.
I love it.
And Danky's like, why the fuck did you bring me over here?
They got to walk back.
We need to get Pony... So high he falls asleep.
Oh, we got some crazy ass shit for that.
Right.
I don't know what you guys
need for it. So we're gonna pull money out of our pouch to give them. So we make money off of our money.
Dump it down inside of itself.
Like, oh, you're good.
All right. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
So we're gonna take everything, mix it together.
Oh God.
We're gonna put a bunch of oils and waxes all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like one hit will knock anybody out.
How long will he be out? Is there any way to wake him up? Like, is there like a Back to the Future type concoction we can make?
Oh, God.
Like Emmett needed to snap out of it from drinking milk?
I mean, just keep making him smoke it. He'll be fine.
All right.
Till he's dead. Fine.
All right. So I walk over with it and I go, Pony, I got something for you to try, buddy.
What you got there, son?
It is a drug that helps you become more omnipotent. You actually really will understand everything.
You know that I'm already omnipotent, and I know how this is going to happen.
This drug will make it better.
And I know what's going to happen after this.
What?
You're going to kill my boy.
I would never kill Alfie. Dr. Alfie is alive and with us.
He did go to medical school for 12 years.
You're right. You should be proud of him.
You have to call him Alfie. Dr. Alfie.
You should be proud of him. MD. Dr. Alfie. Dr. Alfie, MD.
Fine. Let me take a hit of that. Some good shit, son. Got any more?
Yep. Here's some more.
All right. I'm gonna drop this shit into my eyeballs. Hopefully that'll get past the membranes real quick.
Should we roll to see if he's fallen asleep yet?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, roll that D20.
What do we gotta hit?
Did he pass out?
Yeah. Do you want to stay awake?
Absolutely.
You want to fight it? Jesus.
I think he's done enough drugs in his life. He can pretty much take almost anything.
All right, 15 or higher, I'll let you power through this.
Okay. God damn. And my rolls are all terrible. Right, so every fucking time.
You're slowly falling asleep.
I set him down on a nice comfy couch in the lobby of the hotel.
Roll a D4.
Okay. Fuck, I got... This is timed? Shit.
3.
You have 45 seconds to dispose of this thing.
Cool. Is there a fire in the hotel lobby? Yes.
Doesn't matter. Bo can do Gia's fire.
All right. Here's the Elfie puppet thing.
It's fire from the pits of the earth can be summoned in small amounts for battle or everyday uses.
All right. Here it is. Burn it. Burn that puppet.
This is an everyday use. Yes.
Burning baby puppet. Yes.
All right. Skin so puppets. Did you... What happened with it?
We burned it.
You burn it?
Yep. So
you,
right, it wherever it was.
So you lit it on fire.
In the middle of a hotel.
And you drop it, and the rug catches on fire.
Fuck.
Oh, God.
Well, take one for the team. I'm going to roll all over it.
All right,
can
roll.
How badly smells, I get burned?
Yeah.
Anybody else smell bacon? Well, something I'll delicious.
Stomp it out.
Old man, stomp.
19.
Oh, was,
good Lord.
You're fine.
I am, see? Bo is as good as he thinks he is.
God.
Or Doran, Doran is as good as he thinks he is.
Like your rolls tonight are...
little smutch on your shoulder, but other than that, you're fine.
Nothing like a new scar.
New scars are what makes me a man.
So, Alfie puppet...
Dr. Alfie, MD.
Is burnt.
Gives me the beans.
Is it burnt completely, or is there anything left?
It's ashes.
Oh, no.
It's thank gone. God. Dr. Alfie is there staring at you, telling you to sit down.
Wait, so did Dr. Alfie vomit?
Huh?
What was the vote? It was the vote he was going to vomit as soon as he saw it.
Vomit.
That was his vomit. He was like intellectual about it. He's like, I'm very disgusted.
He just opens his mouth and it just pours out.
Like, all right, Doc. It looks like Bojack when he's throwing up the cotton candy.
All right, Dr. Alfie, MD, can I have my beans, please?
Here you go.
Thank you.
Where's my boy?
Right here.
My special boy?
He's grown into a doctor.
No, that can't be. I smell the flesh of my boy. Where is he? I know he's here. I can smell him. I can feel him. What'd you do with my boy?
Time to move on.
I'm dusting off my ashes.
Washing off the dusty.
Did you guys burn my boy?
He fell into the fire.
Oh, no.
And I put him out. Tried to save him.
Poor Alfie. be inside me, Alfie. Get inside me.
Damn.
Oh, there's got to be a side effect to that.
Yeah, we'll be one. Dr. Alfie walks up, tells you to... come here, sticks a little dust devil up your nose.
No.
And okay. Sucks it all out of you.
So I want to put hands on the Dr. Elfie. Can I snag him up?
Okay.
Or is he too quick? I'm going to put hands on you, boy. A fucking one. Damn it.
He ducks it and then swiftly uppercuts your dick.
Oh, God.
He's Dr. Alfie,
he's
MD.
Dr. Alfie,
he sees shit like Rain
Doogie Howser.
He's just watching the math happen.
Yeah.
He's going to try and choke me. Wham!
Yeah, so he uppercuts it, and then you can have him speed bag your balls.
Oh,
he's
got a projectile vomiting everywhere.
This could be a sick fuck.
I'm gonna go out and say, Dr. Alfie, MD is our best Alfie yet.
Can I go for him one more time?
Sure.
I still got a little bit left in me. At 11.
All right. So you grabbed his coat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to try to strangle him.
All right.
Oh. All right. Can I control Alfie, depending on how he rolls on this?
Sure.
What a fucking three. All right, Jesus.
He pulls out of the jacket.
And Alfie goes up to you, your ankle, and hugs it and tells you, I love you, Daddy.
Oh, my God. My precious boy.
I studied for you. I became a doctor for you, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
I want to make you better.
I'm so proud. I'm sorry, little Alfie.
It's okay.
I'm sorry I didn't see it was you.
You had to. It's all right. We all go through troubles sorry. Like this.
It was all these methamphetamines these guys were feeding me.
Don't ever take them again. Don't
trust I thought
trust
you were
Doran.
A demon.
Don't trust Doran, Daddy.
Okay. I love you, boy. My sweet little boy.
Okay.
Give Daddy a tongue kiss.
I don't think so, Daddy. We're past that point.
We've moved on. I grew up.
Oh, God.
I'm a doctor now.
It makes it even worse. I'm a doctor now. I know what that does. He is a psychiatrist, too, right?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, God. God damn it, dude.
He has all the doctorates.
He's a doctorate in everything.
He was given an honorary one from Yale.
Oh,
even,
wow.
Even the educational doctorates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His honorary doctorate.
A doctorate in general studies. Oh, my God. All right.
I'm a veterinarian as well. So I tell you, do you have any marsupials that had sewn together and need to be surgically put
not
back?
Not anymore, man. Don't talk about them boys like that. They deserve better.
Would you like a nuclear warhead?
Absolutely.
Dr. Alfie Still's like, fuck it, I'll blow it
He's
up.
He's also a doctor of nuclear physics.
Yeah.
He knows how it works now. Yeah. That's worse.
He created this one.
Yeah.
He split the atom with his ass cheeks. Thunderous clap.
They're clapping.
Wow.
<We're>
He harnessed the...
All right, so...
Okay, yep.
Everybody is... Everybody's awake.
Right.
God damn it.
Alfie and Pony are...
Alfie is...
Dr. Alfie, MD, has...
We have barely woken up for the day, people.
Yeah. What is... That was quite an evening.
The important thing is...
Can't.
Pony accepts this his is, son, Dr. Alfie.
This is like an episode of 24 where literally
I can't.
Every minute is a minute in real life.
Every minute, 60 seconds go by. God damn it.
So Dr. Alfie, MD, and Dad they've reconciled.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll find out later. All right, so...
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. So the bartender, because you guys are just standing in the bar now, he walks by, just looks at you, and just is like, you guys are still here? Like, everybody else is gone. What are you guys doing here?
Our group left without us. We're heading out.
Yeah, they're not too far. They're just up the hill.
All right. Yep. I'm going to... Well, let's go.
I need some pancakes shaped like Mickey Mouse for my little son here. It's my
I'm
favorite.
A grown man now, Dad.
You're not
I'm
too
a,
big to eat.
I'm a grown Alfie man.
Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Dr. Alfie MD, don't forget it.
You know, Alfie would love the pancakes.
He would. Give him two some chocolate them. Chips in there, please.
I'm a doctor. I get two now.
two of them. God damn it. No, I can't.
Jesus Christ. All right, so you get
this,
your...
This is why I don't do the gummies, man.
So at this point...
Oh, God.
We're over an hour in already.
Yeah.
Is that an episode?
Well, how about you guys head up to the castle? You go up to the door that was marked. What are you going
to do? Oh, boy, those were great Mickey Mouse pancakes I had with
Hot
my
boy,
dad.
Daddy, thank you.
What is Bo going to do?
Well, I was going to clap Alfie's cheek.
Just to blow the place down. No, Yodi's not for that because his wife will die.
Okay, wait. So we've left the bar place in the morning.
Yeah.
We're heading to where the marked door is.
Cracking noon.
Yeah, but so we do know where it is?
We're
going to break in the middle of the day.
It's lunch hour, man.
Oh, yeah, they're all for lunch.
It's the side door, man.
Right, all right. We're not the smartest group anyway. Why not go during the middle of the day?
Could you say that you're not the sharpest tool in the shed? Is that what you would say?
Yeah. I was an all-star at one point.
I love it, dude. All right. Oh, I got the giggles, guys.
What are you going to do at the door?
I'm still just like cowering under the brightness of the sun.
That's right. He needs like
he's got an umbrella.
I'm still in recovery.
I'm gonna go to
he's a duck right
the
now.
One who's supposed to know if this is the way. Pony, is this the right door?
Absolutely.
How do we get in?
I don't know.
You're supposed to know these things.
I saw a map, man. That's all I saw.
I'm gonna check the door for magic inscriptions.
It does have some magic runes up there. Yes. It has some magic runes, and I think I can read them. They're old Elvish.
All right, so while your hand is against the door just opens.
Awesome.
So he gets smoked by the door.
Yeah, it rotates out.
Pony's there.
It rotates out.
Well, shit.
That's how you got a scar, right?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
The door smacked you. The
door smacked you. Door. They fight back like he was talking about.
Door and door.
He knew. Okay. All right.
I haven't counted these before.
All I can see is a big fucking stone slab smacking them across the fucking walkway.
The door is open.
All right. So
let's get out of the sun.
Bo, can you turn into something and spy or send in your critters to look through?
Well, let's send some critters for sure.
You know, it's too bad you don't have a...
I want to use those.
A spider.
Those critters. I don't know. Maybe I do.
One spider.
Well, like, Bo, if he rolls...
I swear to God, Bo, if you summon that spider, I am out of this mission.
What if, okay, so the spider, if he rolls a d20, that's how many feet it is, right?
Like diameter?
Yeah. Like
you're
square.
Send in a big solid, ass spider to
solid
scare
square
them all
feet.
Out.
What if you get a 20?
It's 20 say fucking feet. That is a per foot.
Well, that's what I said. Right?
I never said yeah. No, I didn't know you just said okay.
The DM didn't agree to that.
It's because it was said. It doesn't
a
20 mean it.
Foot spider.
So what are you going to summon?
I don't know. What do I get?
Does he have to roll
have
for
to
it?
Roll for it? Is that what we're doing?
No, we'll have you roll for it in like if you use it in combat or anything.
Or you can
when it matters. Okay.
Yeah.
How many turns?
You, you can just summon it right now.
Well, shit, I don't remember what they all are now.
You want to be the centaur with the bottom half as a giraffe critter?
Or the snake man?
Yeah, my question is
no, I want that midget giraffe thing.
Yeah, that's
the centaur with the bottom half is a giraffe. It's a critter size about the size of a squirrel.
Wasn't there something else that was supposed to be like a sneak thief, though?
A what?
Waist
now?
Down human, waist up snake?
That's a snake
no.
man.
No.
The snake man. He's already got a name.
No, that wasn't what it was. I don't
snake
remember.
Snake man, of course. That's who we're talking about.
Yes, it was the goose.
Yeah.
The rescuers.
The goose is our burglar. Send the goose in.
Broomhilda or something.
All right,
was its
so
name?
The goose walks in.
If he finds a ring and goes invisible, I'm done.
We're done. We're out of here.
How's he going to put
burglar?
It on?
I don't know.
Puts it on his snout. Yeah, he puts it on his bill, dude.
So
just new it's like the Bubblicious duck.
Oh my God, no! With the little mohawk and
the mohawk and the popping gum, yeah,
pissed.
It's a side door where stairs go down, and there's like a half light, and it looks like you're looking into like a almost like a ballroom type area.
Mm-hmm.
So the goose is reporting back, like, honk, honk, honk.
Yeah.
he's being super loud.
And Yodi can understand it.
Yeah, that's funny, too. But when you did that, I thought you were doing Uncle Monkey.
No.
All right.
Honk, honk, honk,
honk, honk.
So
Cajun goose.
To say that, I'd say there's probably four. We'll say four honks.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Actually, roll a...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I shouldn't have said it.
Six-sided die.
We screw. Or, yeah, that one.
All right, three. So there's three honks he needs to convey that information over.
Oh, God, no.
So we're going to roll a 20-sided die three times to see if any of those honks were heard by anybody.
That's a good one.
Because he's trying to do a quiet honk. Honk.
Well,
honk, honk,
honk,
okay.
Honk, honk, honk.
Did anybody hear it?
Nine. Or six. Six. Six.
All right, so two more times.
14.
Uh-huh.
But I heard that one. We caught. We are caught.
Four.
All right. So I was doing lower numbers. We're going to be people that heard it.
Okay.
So the first guy who walks by, he looks like a lowly guard. Doesn't have much. He's pretty tiny. He looks, sees the duck, gets kind of startled by it, but then just...
Choose it away.
Continues to walk. It's just done. It's like, I don't want anything to do with this thing. And the second guy is, well, he has like a hood. He looks like he's an executioner.
Oh, God.
He turns, he sees the goose, and he just starts walking down the stairs because he's and he walks past the goose, turns, and walks down into the basement.
All right.
Oh, not the reaction I expected.
And he just completely ignored the goose.
Well, we are expected to be executed today, so we should probably go after
him. Kind of thing. And, yep, so he just walked down the stairs.
We should probably follow him.
But
today was supposed to be our execution along with everyone else that was getting executed.
So that was the information conveyed by the honks?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's what he's like.
What was the third honk?
I'm saying there was a stairs going down and then stairs going up is what his honks were.
Okay. And then the guard.
And
lowly guard went up, executioner went down.
Yep. So you can just kind of see that through the freaking door.
So the more important
the guy's not paying any attention. He doesn't really give a shit.
Okay.
He's used to random critters running through the place.
That's what my, yeah, okay.
Sounds right.
All right, so we're going to follow the executioner.
I mean, the door did open by itself. No magic or anything.
No, it
just opened by itself. It's a shitty door.
Oh.
It's just a shitty wooden door on the side of it that just got blown open.
So there's like a duck wandered it.
They see freaking animals wandering around all the time.
All the time.
Okay.
All right. Well, Bo's looking for a magical door. It's just a shitty wall with a bad hinge. All right.
So what are you doing?
Doran wants to follow, and so does Yodi.
Is he going to old man sneak around and figure it out?
His knees kind of hurt after last night.
Got a newspaper,
night.
And he's got his slippers on.
His knees hurt after last night? That's great. That's how he got away from the...
He sweet-talked his way out.
He really just blew everybody and then told him he'd buy him Denny's. And
I'll take you to Denny's,
no,
old man.
No, that didn't happen. All
right, so you guys are going to...
PTSD.
Go down...
Yeah.
Go down the stairs?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so you go down, and it looks almost like a dungeon of some sorts.
Mm-hmm.
You see a larger a bigger human size in the corner of one of the cells, and the executioner is walking towards that cell.
Hmm.
Axe in hand.
Oh, all right. Is there anyone else around in the room? Just that's it?
No, it's just the one guy and...
All right.
The one person in the cell and all the other cells are empty.
Lady Gingerstein, because I didn't forget the ladies this time.
Mm.
She's going to do her stealth angry woman attack, kill him with a knife.
Look at,
to try right and up quietly the taint. Take him out. Let's see if she's as badass as she was a couple weeks ago.
That's right. Yeah. She was rolling gold.
What? Oh, to hit?
Yeah. To kill him. To take him out to quietly.
Kill him?
Take him out quietly. To
stealth kill
him? If you want to kill him, you got to do a 20. But if you want to try to...
Incapacitate.
Yeah, incapacitate quietly.
We'll do 15.
Nine.
Not on fire
so
anymore.
It goes and... She uses one of her little knives and slices at the arm, essentially, cutting him pretty deep in the arm.
Oh, well, that's good.
And
we better go take this man to get some stitches.
Starts to turn around.
And, okay. What's he doing, I guess? Oh, wait.
He's turning around. I guess he's going to swing the side of his axe.
Trying to hit her.
Just like the blunt side, essentially, because of how he's standing. It's the easiest way for him to do it out of a reactionary.
I guess... I'm going to run. Doran's going to run in to help. Or no, actually. No, Lady Gertrude is going to throw some ice magic and try and like freeze his hand.
Okay.
She's going to sling.
She's going to hit her.
Going to say hit the hand. Like,
and stop him from moving it.
Let's do 13.
Oh, you got to reroll that
one,
bud.
Yeah, it's stuck in the corner.
15.
Oh, we got it. Nice. All right, so froze his hand, so the weight just pulls it down, and he just kind of pushes his shoulder
like
out.
He's got a broken collarbone.
And so Doran's going to run in and try and like restrain him so they can tie him up in case they need to talk to him, question him, and they're going to gag him. What pony gags him, I would assume, but
all right.
I don't know.
Pull out a mysterious piece of flesh out of my pocket. Oh, no.
You try to tackle him and then restrain him?
Restrained.
All right. Roll, since he's already kind of, he's cut deep in one arm and dragging the other one. We'll just do a 10 or higher.
Oh, my God, Mike.
It's
it was stuck on the side.
It is.
Roll again. Roll off the back wall.
A 12.
All right. So you threw him down. You tied his arms up.
All right. So now we're going to go take his keys off his belt and see who's in the other cell.
All right. So you go and you open up the cell. The shadow gets up, starts walking towards you. It's the dick chicken.
Oh,
fuck,
shit.
I'm shutting that cell. Wait, wasn't it friendly?
It's fucking shut.
Yeah, he helped you guys last time.
Oh, hey, yeah. How do you... I don't want to know how you talk.
Fucking dick chicken. I want nothing to do with
your
kind.
Your free dick chicken.
Just looks at you, just thanks you.
The chicken.
And says that Celeste grabbed him soon after he ran off.
Oh, boy.
And...
had her way with him.
She's I was to able to resist her magics. Hmm? Are you trying to... kill her, or what are you guys trying to do?
We kind of want
to
get rid of her.
Absolutely.
She's worse than her father.
She's here. But
Russ,
you should see
Aris Bath.
Oh, the
orc who makes
orcish
brown gravy.
Woman who nobody really.
Ow.
Okay. Yeah. The Fiona that everybody talks
right,
about.
Fiona.
Yep.
Yeah. So from my understanding is she's being like brainwashed by Celeste
again.
She's so susceptible
to
how Yoni got her in a bed in the first place.
She's being brainwashed. Uh-huh. But they say she's having flashes of her original memory back in what they're calling nightmares for her.
She's only remembering her death. Oh god.
Oh no.
But I know that they're both
rage
in this castle. They're just not down here.
About actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf?
I haven't seen him since they captured me.
Okay. Mm.
Only person I ever saw was the jailer guy that's right
all
there.
Right, well, you're free, Dick Chicken.
What do you want to do to him, Dick Chicken? If I were you, I'd want to take vengeance. I'd want some hatred.
Dick Chicken's nice to everybody.
I'm but a peaceful guy. I only fight if I have to.
Well, tell you what.
And
just
I don't
today,
have to.
Because it's your special day. I'm going to hate fucking for you.
You do what you got to do. Thank you. Have a nice day. And he just starts walking out. He lays an egg and just...
we grab that egg.
Egg? Yeah, I want it. I'm hungry as shit. After all this hate fucking...
No, we don't need it. We need to keep it for a while.
Yeah. Pony.
The real dick chicken is a female, yes.
Awesome. Mike's so confused.
That's fine. We now have a dick chicken. We have a dick chicken egg. We're keeping it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well.
All right. So Yodi or Alfie's like,
it's about to be.
Daddy, as Dr. Alfie, it's not good to hate fuck people.
I gotta
unless
get my...
you grilled him for interrogation.
I got everything I needed out of him.
So Pony pulls a grill out of the shopping cart.
Look what I got.
Great. No, Daddy.
That's not what I meant.
I hook it up to a car battery so it gets nice and hot. I lay them on it. Completes right. The circuit.
Roll if you you cook him before anybody notices.
We need to cook
him. I got a 16.
Yeah. You killed absolutely the guard.
I'm going to eat
with electrocution.
Some face meat.
Daddy,
that's the best part.
That wasn't the type of grill I meant.
It was what I meant, boy. I'm hungry. I don't know about you, but
I still love you.
Out here in the wild, you gotta eat no matter what. You gotta get yourself full.
Daddy, there's a Denny's down the road.
Of man meat.
So while you guys are talking, the skinnier guard comes down, sees this whole thing, sees blood everywhere, dead. And
he's seen too much.
He sees you. And he's like, wait, what are you looking for?
More face meat. Get over here.
No,
boy.
No, we're looking for Fiona and Celeste.
Yeah, strong. If you go up to the fourth floor, Fiona's up there. Please don't kill me. And just runs and just turns around and runs out the door.
He's seen too much. He's gonna tell somebody.
Go get him. Go ahead.
I'm going. I'm gonna get
we're
him.
We're gonna go the other way.
Hey, Bo, I'm coming for you. I can smell you. I can hear you running. I'm gonna get
you. You want to roll, see if you catch him?
Yes.
Oh, we've unlocked the bad side of Pony.
18.
Oh, you were riding. You hit him in the back while you're in your shopping cart.
Taking
right
bites
down
out of
the
his
hill.
Fucking Achilles
and
tendon.
You just smoke him. He's completely out.
Oh, yeah. I got to take out a spleen. All right. It's the tastiest part.
So that's this episode. It ends with Pony building a fire and cooking a spleen on a stick.
While the rest of us have split off. And
yeah, everybody else going starts after going. After.
Hey, where'd you guys go? Where'd everybody go?
You're omnipotent. You're omnipotent. You're omnipotent.
You can. Everyone else has their ear things, and you can still hear everything.
Except for Dor.
You guys are missing all the good meat. No, he's still got another one.
You put another one in. Oh, man.
It's the other ear.
I have so many. It's in your teeth, Doran.
I'm not going to yank out all my teeth. Wait, God damn it, I'm hearing them again.
It's a bone microphone.
I'm in your teeth, boy. I hear and I see everything.
Okay, well, we're trying to
Doran starts speaking about government conspiracies, and they're hiding radios in my teeth.
Birds
and shit.
Aren't real.
Tinfoil hats and stuff.
Tinfoil hat. God damn it.
So you're going to run and catch up with them?
Great episode.
No, I'm just going
to... While they're going up the stairs?
I'm going to finish my meat.
All right. All right, so that's how we're going to end it off because of all the bonus material, I guess.
I'm worried about my dad. But,
and for that, where you feel like it might be missing 10 minutes, it is for the podcast listeners. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to hear all the other stuff, if you go to versatileanomaly.com/Patreon and you can get the video for the $5 and up, I believe, was what we agreed on last week.
Currently.
And thank you so much to all of our Patreons. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. You guys are the lifeblood.
Some more stuff here eventually. Mm-hmm. And then we go to versatileanomaly.com/merch where maybe you can buy your own platypus triggered shirt. We'll have to see what Joe comes up with.
He's going to draw a platypus instead.
I am, absolutely.
I mean, as long as it has a platypus face. Beak on it, it'll be all right.
I want to make a platypus so bad now.
Right? That'll be what you spawn.
Oh,
it'll
God.
Be the bisexual platypus fueled by hate.
Yes. Yeah. Fueled by man tears.
If you want to see when the podcast releases or when I remember to put up the voting, you can go to facebook.com/versatileanomaly
mm-hmm.
or Versanom on Twitter. I usually do a pretty good job of retweeting that at least for the podcast release.
Yep. And don't forget to smash like and subscribe and hit the little bell icon next to our name so you get all our newest videos.
That's fantastic.
But only if you're on the Discord because that's where they show up.
YouTube.
Nope.
Yeah. And then, join the Discord in the show notes. And if you are a $5 or higher level, you can get in the producer channel. Mm-hmm. And
plus, if you jump into our gaming channel, we often game together with listeners.
Yep.
So, anytime. It's
mostly Xbox, PC.
Yep.
For the most part, Switch. If you got people playing Switch games and
Pokemon.
Stuff like that.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a Pokemon channel. Everybody can talk about their Pokemons and all that.
Pokemans.
Pokemans.
Pokemans, boy. I'll tell you.
Hell, we even have a Fallout 76 channel that hasn't nobody's
that
talked
been
in a while.
Seen in ages.
Yeah.
There's a food porn channel.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially the one where the gif that you posted earlier, Ben. Of the food, actually.
Oh.
Just going at it. Fucking, it's like pieces of bologna hitting the guy's chin. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yes. But that was what was left of the platypus.
I forgot I put in Sausage Party.
Oh, God.
I've never seen that movie.
No?
It's
no.
hilarious, dude.
It's so funny.
I was going to watch it because it was on Netflix.
Check it out.
But then I decided I was going to watch something else.
You'd have better waste of your time. Because it's a waste of time, but it's fun.
Yeah, I'll have to get
Have you seen Eight Crazy Nights?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but take away the moral story and take away... yeah. But it's still funny.
Adam Sandler?
No, because it's still Adam Sandler movie.
Thought that was Seth Rogen.
He's the main character.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Wrong person. Sorry.
I was trying to think of who Adam Sandler was playing, but yeah. Nope.
I'll watch it. Is it still on Netflix?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Good.
Maybe,
all right.
Maybe.
All right. Well, if it is, that's your... Your homework for the week, guys. Vote when we put it up and watch Sausage Party. And
you forgot the strain of the week.
Oh, strain of the week, same as last week. I hope you guys enjoyed last week because it's more of the same.
Second
Sorry,
verse, same as the first.
I don't have that kind of money to get a new strain every week. God damn.
Hey, unless somebody wants to send you on your strain of the week.
You can send me money and I'll buy a new strain every week.
Tell you what, you guys send us money to buy weed and I will try the weed.
Hey,
yo, God,
I will get fucked up every week for your pleasure.
Yes, that's right. He's not fucked up right now.
I'm good.
Yeah. We'll take some money and we'll...
You guys were hitting the giggle button tonight, guys.
Message me on...
Smash that giggle button.
Message me on Discord and we can arrange some things.
Work something out.
Yeah, we can... We'll film that and put that up for the $10 listeners.
I've only smoked a couple times in my entire life.
Me too.
So, it'll be fun.
Yay.
All
right, so I guess that's it. See you guys later.
See ya. Peace. Go home and draw some bear puss porn.
That's what the internet's for.
Mm-hmm. Now that it's known, it has to be out there. You know, like, we have to make it a thing. Be doing us a disservice if we didn't.